Farm fields, trees, and wetlands grace the site where Flambeau Mining Company built its copper gold mine near Ladysmith in the early 90s. In September, a small group of environmentalists, lawmakers, and residents toured the site where wildflowers, grass, and hiking trails cover what was once an open pit. Ladysmith City Administrator Al Christensen says 90% of the site was reclaimed over a period of months.
When the pit was refilled, the types of material that came out went back in the reverse order, so what was at the bottom went back to the bottom.
The pit was backfilled with waste rock mixed with lime to neutralize any acid from sulfide minerals, which have been known to pollute water if exposed. Reclamation of the site began in 1997 and wrapped up late the next year. Acres of wetlands and thousands of trees and plants were used to replace what was lost. Mining company consultant Steve Donahue with Foth Infrastructure and Environment says there's also been extensive water quality monitoring on site.
The water quality that we see upstream of the mine site is the same water quality in the river that we see downstream, so there's been no effect.
Environmentalists have argued otherwise. A stream on the property that flows into the Flambeau River has shown high levels of copper and zinc. Elevated levels of sulfate, copper, and other metals have also been found in groundwater monitoring wells on site. But hydrogeologist Zoe McManimo with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says there's no evidence that those levels are impacting the Flambeau River's water quality.
Groundwater monitoring parameters that we look for are the ones that are going to be indicative of acid production or mineral migration or any other kind of things that might cause environmental concern.
That monitoring will continue for many years, and as long as it does, the Flambeau Mining Company pays for it. Governor Scott Walker recently signed a bill that lifts the state's sulfide mining moratorium and eliminates a requirement for companies to set aside money indefinitely for long-term care. But McManimo says they would still be liable for any issues. She adds the financial assurance required of companies will be adequate to reclaim sites.
We still have what we call a reclamation bond, which is something that's required prior to the commencement of the mining activity.
She says companies also have to provide funds for long-term care for at least 40 years after closing a mine. That puts Wisconsin somewhere in the middle of how neighboring states regulate mines. In Michigan, companies need to provide financial assurance for half as long after a mine has been reclaimed, according to Joe Mackey with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
And if we feel the reclamation activities still require monitoring, we can keep extending that for additional 20 years.
Reclamation Manager Jennifer Engstrom with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says they don't put a timeline on when funds can be released.
The only time we release the financial assurance in its entirety is when we have decided that the entire site is fully reclaimed and ready to be released, meaning there's no liability, you know, nothing needs to be done on site.
Otherwise, it can be costly for states to clean up what's left behind if companies can't pay. Across the Midwest, there are 11 abandoned mine lands that have become Superfund sites, according to the U.S. EPA. Taxpayers have spent more than $371 million to clean up those sites alone. The Flambeau Mining Company has finished reclaiming and restoring the mine site, but President Dave Klein says they haven't decided when they'll apply for a final certificate of completion with the state. But the Wisconsin DNR is holding on to more than $5 million from the company until the agency confirms the site poses no threat to the environment or human health. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.